GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Who is not in the Bay State. He's in Florida. I just got the hint in talking to him before we came on the air, George. If you want to ask Howie where he was last night, who he was with last night, and what went down, I think you're going to be interested in this.
Well, Howie, I could take a guess, but I won't steal your thunder. Where were you last night?
I was in Mar-a-Lago.
That was my guess.
With my wife and Kevin Frisbee, who you guys know, the financial advisor from Lewiston. And we were having dinner there, and Kevin was there with his wife, Erica. And so we saw the president come down, and he usually comes out of his quarters, his living quarters, and goes straight into the dining room. But he took a detour off to the right, and I guess that's sort of a secure facility, I assume. I don't know what's inside, but he was gone in there for about 15 minutes or so. Then he comes back out with Kevin McCarthy, the Republican House leader, the minority leader, and they sit down, and they're having dinner, and we got there ahead of them, so we wrapped up, so we're leaving, and we walk by the president's table, and he waves, and he says, come on over, and I mean, this whole thing was going on right at that moment, and we're just back, and he says this, he introduces me to Kevin McCarthy and says, this guy knows so much about Elizabeth Warren, and what's happening with Elizabeth Warren, she's really fading, and I mean, again, this whole thing is going on. I mean, he must have just gotten a briefing on it, because I think it had just happened probably, and they knew that it was a success. And he's back at his table just having a sort of what seems to be a casual dinner with the House minority leader. And, we're just talking about it. And, I say to Kevin McCarthy, we like to have Republican congressmen on. We have Louie Gohmert sometimes. And I said, we used to have Bruce Poliquin. And he grimaces and says, we got to get that seat back. This is McCarthy says this. But I mean, President Trump was just so cool, and he's just talking about, he says, who would be a better candidate for me, Bernie or Elizabeth Warren? I mean, that's what he was, he was just so cool and collected and calm. I mean, there was no aura of any kind of, major developments. I won't say crisis, but it was certainly a major development that happened, number two guy in Iran.
Let me play the other side just for a second, okay? Someone might think, here he is making major decisions like this, and he is totally disconnected. He's not plugged in. He's not focused on what he should be focused on. I'm playing the other side, but how do you see that? Because you were there, you saw him.
I don't see that at all. I mean, he knew what had happened. I think he was. I think it just indicates he was secure in his decision. He knew it. I think he knew it made the right decision, and it had happened, and they'd been planning it all day, and so it was done. And he knew. I mean, this was before he sent out the tweet with the American flag, and as I was leaving, I didn't even see it. But as I was leaving, and because the mailroom manager had walked away, while we were just chatting. It was only a couple of minutes, and as I was leaving, a guy, obviously some kind of government official, comes up behind him, and he's got like this black box, and I don't know if it was the nuclear codes or just some kind of secure communications device that they were getting an update on what was going on in Baghdad. But I got back to the apartment here, and I turned on the TV and saw what was going on, and I was reassured that there wasn't an air of crisis, it wasn't he was disconnected, Rick. It was just he was the boss, and he'd made the decision, and he's with one of the top guys, the second or third ranking Republican in Congress, I guess the second Republican in Congress, and they're just having dinner by themselves, and he knows who he is, and he knows he's the president of the United States, and he knew he made the right decision. That's my take on it, anyway.
Had you been back in Washington rather than during the holiday period, sometimes they go into the secure room and watch it in live time, which has happened in the past. Probably that wasn't set up there at Mar-a-Lago.
No, I I kind of doubt that. No, but he, you know, again, he just it was weird because I've never seen him before. I've been there a number of times, and usually when he comes down the stairs from his living quarters, he makes this sort of arc around the outer part of the dining room, and then comes to the table where he sits. But this time, again, like I said, he comes down the stairs and then takes an immediate right into this secure facility. And it's, you know, and at first we thought, oh, is he going into the, you know, the service bar area there to meet somebody? But that's not where he was going. He was going into a different room. And then he came out after about 10 minutes. And again, he was cool. And when he comes out, everybody claps and, you know, stands up till he sits down. But he was totally cool. I noticed today he hasn't sent out any tweets early this morning. You know, sometimes he likes to tweet out early in the morning. He just sent out that American flag around 9:30 last night, and that was it.
Mm. Top trends this morning on Twitter: World War III and Dear Iran, with people writing and apologizing, saying that if you want to retaliate, I found it interesting, and I wonder how many people are plugged in and actually knew who Qassem Soleimani was. Soleimani, and what the man was responsible for.
Yeah, no, I remembered when I'd forgotten about it, but there was a great story in the New Yorker in 2013, and I remembered reading it at the time. I don't usually read New Yorker stories, but it's by a guy named Dexter Filkins. I think he used to work for the New York Times, and it laid out his whole career. And I tweeted out the story last night. It's really a great background piece on this guy Soleimani. He's had his hand in everything. Everything, and apparently they could have taken him out at any time, going back to the Bush administration, but they never did. And this guy was operating very openly, and he controlled billions and billions of dollars. And this is a real blow to this regime. You know, he was he was the number two guy, but it's kind of like the Khomeini or whatever his name is like a almost like a figurehead. I mean, this was the guy who was really running the day to day operations of everything. And he's gone. I don't know what they're going to, and you know, this, they're apologizing to Iran. I mean, the Iranians have killed like over 600 of their own people in the last month or so in these demonstrations. Did you see the Pompeo today tweeted out the video of the Iraqis celebrating? I mean, these Iranian backed militias have been oppressing the Iraqi people, you know, including Shiites too. I mean, these guys, you know, they're supposedly protecting the Shiite population from the Sunnis, but these guys are just bad people. And I think that there's been a lot of unrest in Iran. There've been, how many uprisings have there been? And this guy, that's another thing that this guy Soleimani was involved in, was quelling these uprisings against the mullah's regime with great violence. I mean, they've been disappearing people. They've been, you know, dissidents' bodies have been turning up in rivers in the last month or so. I mean, this guy was a bad actor.
He was the worst of the worst. He was planning attacks on Americans across the region. He had his hands in everything. But the inevitable question comes, Howie, what's next? All of the calls for vengeance are going. They're going to have a period of mourning. Americans have been warned to get out of Iraq right now.
Right.
The warnings to get out. Something will come down. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know. And apparently, though, they're in, you know, I just saw Pompeo on Fox and Friends, the Secretary of State, and he's saying that, you know, he hopes they de-escalate and all this stuff. I mean, they're not really rattling the sabers. They're just saying, look, you can't, you just can't operate this way. And, you know, the Khomeini did say, you know, America can't do a damn thing about this attack on the embassy. And, you know, we tend to forget the embassy in a foreign country is U.S. soil. So those were, you know, Iraqis, but they were Iranian proxies basically attacking U.S. soil. And then the guy, thumbing his nose at the head of Iran, thumbing his nose at the U.S. saying we couldn't do a damn thing about it. And they did something about it. I think it's pretty impressive. I love one of the responses last night. One of the Trump derangement syndrome guys on CNN or MSNBC said, right decision, wrong leader. What does that mean? You know.
Before we let you maybe one more analysis on something. The difference in responses to requests for help from embassies.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I mean, what was the Obama administration response? The Obama administration response was to blame somebody who had nothing to do with it, and something that had nothing to do with it, a stupid YouTube video, and pretend that that was the cause of it, and to send people out like Susan Rice to lie on national TV and to spend a lot of money buying ads on Pakistani TV, you know, promoting this lie that somehow it was an anti-Muslim video that caused this, when it was total nonsense. It was it's a totally different scene. And and I think this is such a good example of why we're fortunate to have this guy, Donald Trump, in as president, as opposed to Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Both of whom had their fingerprints all over the Benghazi disaster.
We got to scoot here in a second, but before we go, what's new at HowieCarShow.com in the new year, in the new decade?
Well, we've got the January clearance sale. You can buy all the stuff $19.99, all those special deals, deplorables, and What Really Happened, the book. And we do have my birthday party is 2 weeks from today, and it's free. Just come on down. It's in suburban Boston at the local. It's right off of Route 128 in Waltham. We'll have cake, and it's free. Free entry. Everybody who comes by gets a book and a piece of cake, gets to meet me and Grace and watch the whole show. It's a good deal. And then we're going to have a raffle for dinner with me and Grace afterwards. So if you're anybody from Maine in the area, come on by and see what's going on. And you can call Kevin Frisbee too, you know, in Lewiston. I mean, he's in Florida right now, but he can tell you what happened last night down in Mar-a-Lago. He saw the whole thing, you know. Pretty interesting developments. I'll tell you, I feel fortunate to have been there on a night where some history was made, I think.
Howie Carr, we'll listen to you at 2 today. We'll listen to the Howie Carr Show Weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday here on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.